Let's go back to the phones now. We're going to go to, let's see. It's going to go to Michael listening in Bakersfield, California. Hi, Michael.
Good morning, Patrick. I was wondering if you could give me a process to understand. Let me explain to you my situation.
Okay.
I'm 50 years old, and I was at 17, 18 years old, led away from the Catholic faith with my wife, who was a Baptist. And for 33 years, I was in Baptist non-denominational churches and decided this year I wanted to go back to my roots. And now I'm back at the Catholic Church. Well, my wife is converting to Catholicism, praise God. And we are, she has a dilemma, though, because she's used to inviting friends to church and then them having an altar call at the church to introduce God in the church to new people. And she's kind of like going, well, how do we do that in the Catholic Church? We go to Mass, and then what? It's like we go and we leave. And she doesn't understand, and I quite don't either. You know, in a Protestant church, you're almost going to like a motivational speech, and then they say, hey, come and join our family.
Right.
Yeah. So
let me help you out. I'll help you out.
Yes, please.
You ready? Okay. First of all, they didn't do altar calls in the New Testament. So St. Peter on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when the people, after he preached to them on Pentecost, they believed what he said. They said, what must we do then? What must we do now? He said, repent and be baptized. So there was no altar call. It's like, let's get you into the sacraments right away. So they were baptized. So the biblical way for the church to summon people is at Mass. And those who are making the biggest and best of all altar calls as they're going forward to receive Holy Communion, that requires some preparation. So the kind of altar call maybe that people are accustomed to in the Protestant world is a repentance for their sins, a turning away from sin, and a desire to give one's life to Jesus Christ and to enter into the church that he established. That's all good and valid. There's nothing wrong with that. But biblically speaking, the way that takes place is then you enter the church. You become a catechumen. I mean, you could be an inquirer first and eventually become a catechumen. And on the Easter Vigil Mass, that's when, for those who were not baptized, that's when they would receive their three sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, and the Holy Eucharist. For those who are already baptized, they would go to confession. Then they would make a profession of faith, and they would be received into the church and receive those other two sacraments of initiation, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. So this is the methodology for, in essence, kind of completing that altar call, because it really doesn't do much of anything if you go up to the altar at the Sunday service at the Protestant church and you quote-unquote give your life to Christ. It doesn't really mean anything unless you follow through on that. And as Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 19, the doorway in is through the sacrament of baptism. So that's the process. And I realize that it's longer and more involved than what people might be used to in a Protestant church, but it certainly fits the biblical paradigm in a way that, you know, just simply calling people to raise their hands or come up and kneel around the altar, that's nice, you know, and it makes people feel good. And there's something good about that in general, to turn your life over to Jesus, but that's not the biblical prescription for how to do it. Does that make sense, Michael?
Okay. It makes absolute sense. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Happy to be of service. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
And God bless you and your wife for coming into the Catholic Church. That's marvelous news. Can I ask you a question before you go, Michael?
Well,
you mentioned you're 50 now, and you were away from the church for all those years. Okay. Can you describe for me what it was that triggered your return to the Catholic Church?
Don't get me all teared up, but yeah, I can. You know, it was interesting. When I left, I remember my mom going to one of the fathers, one of the priests, and the priest said, just pray for him. He'll be back. And it was interesting because after all these years, I started to have trouble with the inconsistencies of the passages being taught from one pastor to the next. It was like, here's the same verse, but all of a sudden this guy believes you can be saved. This guy believes that you can, once saved, always saved. And this guy says you can lose your salvation. This guy says baptism is just a symbol. This guy says, no, you need to be baptized. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. The Holy Spirit does not have two answers. And these guys are confused. And as I started to come back to the Catholic Church, I started to realize, wow, there's one answer. It's consistent wherever we go around the world. And I know that if I go to church in Bakersfield or if I go to church in New York, if I go to Mass in New York, if I go to Mass mm-hmm. in Bakersfield, it's going to be the same. It's consistent. So it was the inconsistencies of the Protestant faith that I really started to go, this isn't good with me.
So, I hear you. Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's helpful for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on, Patrick.
You got it, Michael. Thank you, and God bless you and your wife.